In my haste to produce Wednesday's commentary on the effects of Columbia River dredging, I made errors of omission and commission. I apologize for each. The thrust of my piece was that our Western environment hasn't been despoiled solely by evil people. It has often been damaged by good people who rationalize away their concerns when confronted by an opportunity for material well-being. I stand by that thesis. Such people, in my judgment, would further injure Pacific salmon and harm the Oregon Dungeness crab industry with this dredging. But, writing early in the morning, I could not telephone sources and was left to rely on files and internet information that proved to be out of date. I said that the Port of Portland's main motive is to try to become a deep-water container ship port to rival Los Angeles and Seattle, something that many consider dubious at best. But what I did not know is that deepening the channel to 43 feet would benefit ships that presently serve the port. A deepened channel would mean that vessels would no longer have to put out to sea at 70 to 80% capacity because of the shallowness of the Columbia Channel. I regret this mistake. I also said, in error, that many dredge spoils would be placed along the river in sensitive aquatic locations. This was the original proposal of the Army Corps of Engineers. However, the Oregon Department of Fish and Wildlife and the Washington State Department of Ecology vetoed that plan. As a result, the U.S. Corps of Engineers has gotten the green light to dump massive dredge spoils in the ocean. Unfortunately, this means the Corps will pour the dredge spoils over many of Oregon's Dungeness crab beds and threaten one of the few healthy fisheries left in the Northwest. The port admits this. The salient point of my essay is that throughout the history of the West, good people have been capable of imperiling sensitive species and communities that depend upon them when they find it convenient to do so. I don't mind if my commentaries spark sharp disagreement. After all, their purpose is to provoke thought. But errors of fact bother me a lot. I hope that you, dear listener, will accept my apology in this case. I will return to the dredging story in my Sunday newspaper column, armed with better research. This is Les O'Coin.